Okay. Repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My eyes work.
My
ears work.
My heart does perceive.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Is talking to me today.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to try to give you a little bit of the truth of Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that particular scripture is an old gift to me that came many years ago. And there were times when I had zero energy or zero desire to do God's will. I just wanted to run the other way and get out of the responsibility of being obedient. And so I would cry out, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the first miracle that he provided was to let me know that he was a very good plumber. I had done plumbing from the time that I was a teenager, that I learned that in school. And but now I was faced with the reality that I had a full bathroom that was gutted and a full kitchen that had been gutted in one of the apartments over the store that I owned. And I had just gotten the baptism of the Holy Ghost so I could pray in the Spirit. And in my normal experience of soldering copper pipe, that including the drain, not just the plumbing, not just the cold and hot water. It had to go from the basement up to the second floor throughout a whole area of a re-established bathroom, etc. And I've said this story before, but that's the scripture that I held on to. It came alive that day because I was trusting in His ability in me rather than me being on the job as a plumber. Now, I had a plumbing agreement. I had a plumber that I was in agreement with. He would come and inspect everything and put his tag on it, but he didn't have time to do the work, so I had to do the work before the store opened. So my wife and I would go into work early, or sometimes she would use the car and I would use the truck. I don't remember the details, but it took a couple of days to really solder everything that needed to be soldered with shutoffs just before you put the toilet, the tub, the sink, the bathroom, etc. Well, I prayed in the Holy Ghost doing this entire job. And the enemy was on my case telling me, you're wasting your time. Why are you praying in the Holy Ghost? And I didn't have much of a Holy Ghost language at that time. It was just starting. I was a new baby, okay? Like a new baby that learns how to talk. And by the way, my little great-granddaughter, Ellie, said daddy for the first time this week. So my grandson, Jimmy, is in heaven. And his wife is jealous because she was on the job. So anyway, did the plumbing, and I asked my assistant to go down into the basement to turn the hot water on, or cold water, whichever came first. And we had an agreement that I would tap on the pipe if we had a leak. Every lie that you can imagine hit my mind. But the overall reality was that the entire job was done without having to take any adjustments. Not to have to drain any pipes, because if you don't know anything about plumbing, you can't re-solder until you drain all the water out. And when my helper came upstairs to the second floor apartment, I'm sitting on the floor, and there's a little puddle in front of me. And it wasn't water, it was my tears. Because God had showed me that He was a better plumber than me, that He had done a job through me that I could never do myself, because I had done this many times before. And it was sometimes two or three times that you had to empty out the pipes, check this out, check that out. You know, you got a little spring here and a little spring there. There was nothing to be done. Holy Ghost had done what I had never been able to do. And at that time, I was probably around 40. Our greatest difficulty has been that we forget what we are in Christ. We remember what we have been. We remember what we were in the old life before Christ. We remember our failures. We remember our weaknesses and our lack, but we forget that the new creation is the end of the failure, because God has imparted himself inside of us. We remember that he said, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. There is no lack, no weakness, no problem that he cannot solve. There is no difficulty that he cannot surmount. No disease that he cannot heal. He is in us. His ability is ours. His grace is ours. And his love is ours. We have become one with him. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Say, I'm making an adjustment today.
I'm making an adjustment today.
I'm all done rehearsing my failures.
I'm all done rehearsing my failures.
I'm all done rehearsing my weaknesses.
I'm all done rehearsing my weaknesses.
I'm all done seeking and looking at my lack.
I'm all done seeking and looking at my lack.
And I refuse to forget. That the new creation is alive in me.
That the new creation is alive in me.
My failures have been dealt with.
My failures have been dealt with.
They've been imparted to him.
They've been imparted to him.
They're not on me anymore.
They're not on me anymore.
I know he is strengthening me.
I know he is strengthening me.
And his ability is mine.
And his ability is mine.
His grace is mine.
His grace is mine.
His love is in me.
His love is in me.
Waiting to be given out.
Waiting to be given out.
It's up to me.
It's up to me.
We come to understand the reality of his indwelling and remember that the greater one is in us, inside. That his ability is at our disposal. We remember that his word in our lips has dominating authority. I rule diseases, circumstances, and I walk in love. I take Jesus's place and I speak his words and I do his work. It leads me into the reality of his ability living inside of me, which is his word, coming out of my lips. So God's ability to heal the sick is in his word, and his word is resident within me. When I love someone, I react on their words unconsciously. We love him and we act on his word unconsciously when the Spirit is in control. It is no effort to believe. Love never tries to believe. Say ouch.
Ouch.
It never tries to have faith. Ouch, ouch. The very word love suggests faith. Love makes our faith become limitless. You better hold on to that one. Say, love,
love
makes my faith become limitless. Now I can understand as never before that my utter oneness with Him, this blessed oneness suggests our usefulness and our ability to help Him. Yeah. You say, I'm one of God's helpers? Absolutely. Depends on whose anointing you're carrying. If you're carrying the big stick about all your failures, and you're accusing yourself constantly, you are in full-time work under the anointing of the liar and the deceiver. So it's time you stop the criticalness on yourself. And the self-hatred has to stop. He knew you had weaknesses before He chose you. I should have heard an amen.
Amen.
He knew you had disabilities before He said yes to you. And still, He had the courage to say, come on, kid, I can take care of your problem. You can be the best plumber in the whole town of Parmer. Without one leak. Not one. From the basement to the third level, really. And by the way, it was important that it didn't leak because all the furniture was on the second floor. And this apartment was right in the middle of the building. So what am I saying to you? You have to taste it to make it real. It has to be your living experience. Don't try to live off of me being a plumber, because it's not going to work. Don't try to be an officer if you're not graduated from the right place. Amen? That's not a pun. Think about what I'm saying to you. God chose us as we were and as we are and as we will become more of Him. The more you love yourselves, the more you'll be able to give out love. I shared with you that there were times that I couldn't stand myself. Well, isn't that a revelation? I mean, you know, how many can relate? After you've done something totally stupid, and you know you shouldn't have done it. Yeah, and you know. See, it's the knowledge that makes it that much more powerful. But when you have to act and say, okay, I'm going to love this sinner until he becomes a saint. Check out the letters from Paul, and you'll find that the letters are written to saints. I used to have a problem with that one because my Catholic background said the Pope had to approve.
Yep.
I don't see that in the scripture yet. I said yet. Some people may try to put that in there some way and someday, but that's God's problem, not mine. What I am saying to you, don't pick on your background. God knew you before you came into this realm. He decided where you should be born, and you said amen. If it wasn't for that amen, you might have been born in South America somewhere. Who knows where you could be? But He chose you to be here. He chose you to move this guy, okay, from New York State. And a few months ago, we were able to connect with the same man that actually became a spiritual father for me, which is Pastor Jay. And this guy knew him before I did. And yet now we're together. Get a clue. You didn't know that.
No.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, John has got full of tricks. John is full of tricks. What am I saying to you? I can do all things through Christ. That's the anointing. The word Christ and anointing are one and the same. That anointing is available to each one of us. It's already in us if we simply activate our faith and believe that His love can take you to the finish line, heal and set you free, making this the next awesome holiday of Christmas, celebrating. You know, when you think about, would you have chosen to send your seed to a, not a plumber, obviously, but a carpenter, and this little woman that really had not much of a background except she came from the line of David. And you know, I look at back at the years of wondering why he would choose me. Why? He came into my life and turned it upside down. Literally. All my desires had to be readjusted because he gave me a whole new set. A friend of mine said to me a little while ago, boy, how long did it take for you to really decide that you needed to become a pastor? And I said, never.
Not your decision.
Did not want the job for all the money in the world. Linda's sitting over there, and she knows that that prayer and counseling center that we ran at Grace Church was what I would call a patchwork quilt. We had to patch up the pastor every time you got a phone call because he was guilty of everything under the book. He was always the one that was to be blamed for something going wrong in the church or their prayer not getting answered. Okay? And here God says to me, you're going to become one of those? And I said, factory reject. No way. I know what those people do behind my back. And sometimes it would take 3 or 4 phone calls, sometimes up to an hour, sometimes more, to reestablish a relationship between a person that had been injured as they believed that the pastor was against them. Can you believe you would want that kind of a job? You got to be out of your tree. I was a better plumber. Because the pipes didn't complain.
Amen.
Amen.
Hear me. I really was. It was satisfying. It was a joyful moment when I walked downstairs and my wife's looking at me and she says, how come you're all wet? I said, it's the tears of joy. She says, wait a minute, what are you saying? I said, there wasn't one leak. And she was present many times when I would cuss because there were more than one time that I had to empty the pipes. Come on.
Yes.
Are you artificial people?
No.
Thank you. Good heavens.
Close
that was
to
a,
home.
Huh?
Just hitting too close to home.
but you understand where I'm coming from. Jesus loves you and me as real people. Doing a real work in the earth. And we've got an adversary that hates our guts. Would you do me a favor now? Would you close your Bibles? Put him on your seat, and you need to stand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. He makes us one when we submit to him. Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
You got to work.
You got to work.
To do on me.
To do on me.
And to do in me.
And to do in me.
And you can do an awesome work.
And you can do an awesome work.
If I simply believe.
If I simply believe.
That your plan.
That your plan.
Is unfolding inside me.
Is unfolding inside me.
So that I can become.
So that I can become.
Everything that was predetermined.
Everything that was predetermined.
In the heavenlies.
In the heavenlies.
Before I came into this realm.
Before I came into this realm.
You knew Jesus.
You knew Jesus.
Before he entered Mary.
In seed form.
You knew Jeremiah. Before he entered his family. And you called him to be a prophet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You've got a calling on me.
And I'm willing to say yes.
And I'm willing to say yes. And Holy Spirit,
do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it, Lord.
Just do it, Lord.
Use my mouth.
Use my mouth.
To set the captives free.
To set the captives free.
Use these hands.
Use these hands.
Come on. Use these hands.
To
heal the sick.
To heal the sick.
To reestablish.
To reestablish.
Every relationship.
Every relationship.
That's been broken.
That's been broken.
You know how to do it.
You know how to do it.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
That would be the best Hanukkah gift.
That would be the best Hanukkah gift.
For me.
For me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Jesus.
Ha ki ete te ta.